because that's what being sober is. Being sober is this journey to learn about ourselves, stuff that we didn't learn when we were 12 that we should have, and stuff that we didn't learn when we were 16 that we should have. And then we develop crappy coping strategies. We use alcohol as a way to deal with stress and frustration and irritation and moods. We somewhere learned along the way that having a mood was a bad idea, and therefore we should use an anesthesia to regulate our moods. Which, of course, when I say it like that, sounds ridiculous. So when you remove the booze, you have to unlearn all that. And you have to learn new coping strategies. You have to learn new self-soothing. You have to actually learn what you want, because you may not know what you want. You've been doing it all drinking. The boyfriend that you picked while you were drinking. The job that you picked while you were drinking. That therapy that you were doing, all that long-term therapy you were drinking. The antidepressants that you tried, you were drinking. The weight you were trying to lose, you were drinking. So you know what happens when you remove the booze? All that other stuff. Okay, and in the very beginning, the focus is on losing the booze. Like, the focus is on removing the booze. How do you remove it? How do you keep it out? What kinds of strategies do you need? And the most frustrating thing to say to someone who's less than 200 days is, you're less than 200 days, be patient. I don't want to be patient. I'm not used to having emotions. No shit. You've been pouring bottles and bottles of wine on your head as a way of dealing with emotions. No shit, you don't know how to do it. And so you're going to be patient with yourself while you figure it out. So you go to bed. You go to bed at 7:30 at night. You order takeout because it's easier than cooking. You cry because you haven't been crying enough, and crying is a normal response to things being crappy. You reach out, which really you suck at. You have to reach out, ask people, talk to people who are sober, read people's day one stories, stay plugged into the sober community. And then you look at the things that really wind you up and you back away from them. People, places, things, Facebook, the media. American politics right now can be very polarizing no matter which side you're on. Just try to have a conversation about politics on Facebook right now, and you'll really, it'll be, and if, here's a word of warning. Do not go on CNN and start reading comments on blog posts or forums. Just don't. Just know. It'll wind you up. How can they be so stupid? And in the first 200 days, your goal is to protect yourself from shit like that while you relearn how to change the channel in your head, how to self-soothe, how to treat. You have to relearn what you actually are feeling. Feeling frustrated is a perfectly okay emotion. Feeling irritated is a normal emotion. Feeling sad is normal. Feeling flat is normal. Feeling unsure that there's any really good reason to stay sober is normal.